Father Foster, this is the first time we've met under the new pontificate. So what words would you say in Latin for the new pontificate?
Ei gratulor et optima omnia hominor.
Meaning?
I congratulate him and I wish him all the best.
He's a bit of a Latinist, Pope Benedict XVI, they say.
Well, I don't know, a bit of a Latinist. I mean, his whole training was Latin. I mean, he takes it for granted, you see.
But he speaks it well, no?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Does this mean that your work is going to change?
I don't think so. I really don't think.
When the journalists heard Pope Benedict XVI speaking in Latin the day after his election in St. Peter's Basilica, they all spoke about a revival of Latin. But that's not so, is it?
John Paul II had his first speech in Latin. John Paul I had his first speech in Latin. Paul VI had his first speech in Latin, huh?
So it's tradition.
It's tradition. It's really nothing new. The journalist said, the return of Latin. Wow. Really no return of Latin.
Does he have a particular style in Latin?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? You haven't spoken to him yet?
No.
There's been quite a lot of Latin being used recently, as is the tradition.
Whole liturgy was in Latin. All the greetings and all that stuff were in Latin by tradition.
What are the greetings that you actually like most in Latin that have been used over the past days?
Well, I don't know. Benedicamus Domino, let us bless the Lord, to dismiss the people. Benedicamus Domino, let us bless the Lord, or...
Which is Benedictus, Benedictus.
Benedictus, there's his name, Benedictus, exactly, having been blessed. Or ite in pace, go in peace, and so forth and so on. There are all kinds of nice little things in there.
Yeah. But the Annuncio Vobis, Gaudium Magnum, do you think people understand that?
Well, most people would. They would just take it for granted.
So
that everyone understands that kind of Latin, which is a dog could understand that.
I don't think so.
I think so.
How would you translate Annuncio Vobis, Gaudium Magnum?
I announce to you a great joy.
Okay. I have the speech here, Father Foster, in Latin. It was the first speech of the Holy Father the morning following his election, the speech we've been speaking about in Latin. And you say there's some mistakes in it?
Well, I mean, there are printing mistakes here.
Oh, okay.
Because I think they ran this through the scanner and the scanner couldn't read it exactly. Because I've gone through this with my students. I had this in class yesterday.
Okay. What would you pinpoint in this speech that is particularly interesting from a linguistic point of view?
Oh, linguistic. I don't know. Linguistic. I don't know. By the way, I wrote it. I mean, I wrote it. So I don't know. What is linguistic for me? No, it's very simple and clear, we hope.
You translated it from what?
Italian.
From Italian, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it should be very, very clear and simple. And most people say it's very clear and simple and runs along. And it depends on the inflection of his voice. I can hear his voice. If you pronounce it well, it's a dog could understand it.
Pope Benedict XVI. Does he speak Latin with a German accent at all?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, real, what do you say, real square and chunky. It's chunky. Well, that's German, got it?
Uh-huh.
And even at the balcony up there, boom, boom, boom. It wasn't kind of fluidy, milky like Italian. It was very chunky. Well, that's his language and his nature and everything else.
At one point it says here in this speech, surprising every provision I had, divine providence through the will of the venerable Cardinal Fathers called me to succeed this great Pope.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
it's admirationem nostram, I'll tell you right away. Ooh, I remember that. Omnem here.
Yeah.
Divine providence... anticipating all of our expectations.
Now, how do you say that in Latin?
Well, there it is written.
Yeah, but our listeners...
Omnem nostram preveniens expectationem.
Divine
providentia,
providence.
Yeah, providentia divina per venerabilium patrum cardinalem suffragium nos...
Cardinalem is the same word.
Yeah, of the cardinals. Through the votes of the venerable father cardinals... Nos ut huic magno pontifici succederemus vocavit, called us that we might succeed to this great pontiff, John Paul II.
I was saying that cardinal is the same word in English, and it comes from the Latin.
Cardo means
the hinge of the door.
And so the hinge men in Rome who had the big churches in Rome were the cardinales. Okay. That's where you get that from. That's easy.
And keys? I will give you the keys of the kingdom. How'd you say that?
Clavis. Tibi dabo clavis regni celorum. Of course, this is from the Bible, St. Matthew.
Tibi dabo.
I will give to you. To you I will give
the keys
of the kingdom of the heavens.
I listened to some journalists, actually. How'd you say journalist in Latin?
Scriptor diurnarius.
That's a rather long word to say.
Well, scriptor, a writer, a daily writer.
Well, we're not daily writers.
A journalist is journal, jour, you know, in French, and every jour is the day. So a journalist is a daily man.
But we are radio broadcasters. How do you say that?
Oof, okay, that's all right. Radiofonici nunciatores. That's easy. All that stuff is easy.
Let's get back to Pope Benedict's speech in Latin for a moment. There was a lot of controversy over one passage, which translated into English reads, through this authoritative rereading of Vatican Council II. What does it say exactly in Latin?
I remember that because the rereading, it's hard to say all that stuff in Latin. Through the repeated reading with great authority of Second Vatican II.